This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
We're now going to move on to another, well, I think a very important festival, really.
It's a huge festival here in Melbourne and for Australia.
It's the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We're going to have a bit of a chat with Susan Proven, who's the artistic director of the festival. Good morning to you, Susan.
Hi, good morning.
Great to have you on The Wires again.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Excellent. So how's preparations for the festival going?
Going pretty well. We had our first gala for Oxfam on Wednesday night, and that was fantastic. That's going to be on ABC TV on Sunday night, so loads of stuff to look at there, and it's always good to have one of those done and out of the way. And our launch on Monday and we kick off next Wednesday. So it's
and you have a big opening night event sometimes, don't you, at the Palais?
Yes, that's on Wednesday night, our opening night gala. We do two galas.
Uh-huh.
So one's a kind of little advanced one so that people can get in the mood and see a few things in advance. And then we have our official opening night gala, which is on Wednesday, and that's going to be huge.
Yeah, I've been to that. That's a fantastic event, I reckon.
Yeah, every year my mum says to me, and she lives in Queensland, but every year she says to me, oh, Tennille, if you could get me tickets to that gala. Because she just thinks that when she watches it on
just
TV.
Just buy her some.
I know, but it's one of those things. I always forget them.
Have you sold out, Susan?
Yes, both galas sell out usually within a couple of days of going on sale back before Christmas.
Damn.
Which is fantastic.
It is amazing.
Buying other tickets now.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So, Susan, this is the biggest comedy festival in Australia, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And in fact, it's probably probably second biggest in the world, in fact.
Yeah. How many events have you got this year? How many shows?
The biggest one yet. It's about 600. It's around 620. I mean, it fluctuates a bit. There's always a last minute drop out and then a last minute drop in, but it's around that.
I love the way Melbourne just becomes a buzz. It's sort of awesome. You get lovely sort of warm nights and there's queues of people around the town hall or various venues and they're all exchanging stories about what they're seeing or what they've seen or what made them laugh or what didn't make them laugh.
Yeah. It feels like a very community sort of event. I think people of Melbourne really own it.
And it's accessible, which I really like. So you can see something for $25 and it's an hour-long show and it's fantastic. Yeah. Or you might spend $40 and it's not so fancy. But it's great. Yeah. It's like a lucky dip almost.
And I think what's really interesting is the number of internationals that you get every single year and talking to them, that they love that atmosphere that is created. I mean, seeing people spruiking the shows out the front of the town hall, it's a very, very exciting time. How long does it actually take you guys to plan for this?
We're already planning next year.
it's
definitely a year-round enterprise. And because we do lots of other things, all our development programs such as Class Clowns and Raw Comedy and Deadly Funny, those things sort of operate throughout the year. And our big comedy festival roadshow that heads off straight after the festival to every corner of Australia and into Southeast Asia and India. So, yeah, we very much work.
So is there anything new this year that we should look out for?
Look, there's always new people. I think I'm always very hesitant to ascribe any kind of theme. People always want a theme, but all the comics will talk about what they want to talk about and it reflects what's going on in the world, the issues that concern them. I really like the growth in our Asian program, which really makes us quite different from the other big festivals around the world, and in Australia, in fact, in that that comedy is booming in India and in Southeast Asia, and more Australians, like, we take tours there, but also we bring lots of people back. And I just think that's great because it really reflects our region. And, you know, we have so many Asian students in Melbourne, well, all over Australia, but, you know, particularly in Melbourne when we're on. And there are all these emerging comedians from Malaysia and Singapore and India, and they are fantastic. And they have just a particular interesting worldview that we all recognise because so many Australians go there on holidays and stuff. And it's great. And I really am very proud of that part of our program because I think that sets us.
That sounds great. So tell us, is there much queer content this year?
Oh, yes. There always is. Some of my favourites, of course, Joel Creasy's coming back with a new show. Geraldine Hickey's got a new show. Reese Nicholson, who is fabulous. Zoe Coombs-Ma, who won the Barry Award and has been doing really well at the Edinburgh Fringe as well, has got a new show. There's a gorgeous guy called Joel Kim Booster who grew up he's of Korean descent, adopted into a very Christian revivalist family, and then realised he was gay. So very, very mixed up, very mixed background. And he's from the US. He's in our headliners show. He's amazing. I think people will really like him.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm just sort of having a quick look through my program. So many of our...
Well, the program just goes on forever. It's like a ton of paper this year.
It is. It's huge.
I know.
And how
One
many...
One day we will... Ursula Carlson, of course, in terms of queer content, because she's amazing. And Deanne Smith, I've just seen jump out at me from the program too. Deanne hasn't been here for a couple of years, so great to be able to see her again.
No, absolutely. And how many people do you expect to come to the shows this year?
Well, last year we sold just under... Well... under 600,000 tickets, sort of. So, you know, hopefully that many again.
That many plus.
it's really important.
Hang on, did you say 600,000?
Last year we sold, it was around 580,000 tickets.
Yeah. OMG.
So we're approaching the 600.
That is extraordinary.
That's our aim. We might get there this year, let's see.
Susan, that's an extraordinary number.
It is, isn't it? It's amazing.
Of people buying
people
tickets.
Putting their money down.
Wow.
It's amazing. It really does kind of prove that there's absolutely a really healthy comedy culture and community and, yeah.
Look, I think that's one side. I think the other side is the accessibility of it, because you can literally just turn up with $25 in your hand, queue up, buy a ticket, enjoy a show. But in fact, the queuing up process is actually a bit of fun as well. I mean, it's balmy nights and there's comedians wandering around the streets.
You can plan a whole night. You go out for dinner and go and see some shows. Yeah. And in actual fact...
And you don't have to queue too long.
No, you don't. You're absolutely right.
And like last year, the last couple of years, my friends and I, we do like a lesbian night. We get a crew of lesbians together and we go out for dinner and then we go and see...
Go girls.
We do. I think this year it's Geraldine Hickey and Kirsty Wiebeck. We're doing the back-to-back.
Sounds great.
What are they calling it? They're calling it the double leather or something. So.
Now, Susan, I'm desperate to ask you this question, and I think I know what the answer is going to be, but I'm going to ask it anyway. But what are your hot tips? Do you have any hot tips?
I really hate picking favourites.
What's the Nanette of this year? What's the Nanette of this year?
Oh, look, if I knew that now, that's what's exciting about the festival, is not knowing that at the beginning, and the voyage of discovery of finding out what is going to be the huge breakout show. You know, Miss Nanette, Hannah Gadsby is performing on Broadway as we speak.
She's just been extended by a month.
Review.
Wow.
Yes, an amazing review in the New York Times. We're all just so excited about.
Show that took comedy, but it wasn't funny.
Lots of laughs in that show, though.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But it was that was definitely an amazing highlight.
You're not going to give us your favourites then?
Well, I just know. I think I always encourage people to just open the program and just pick five things with your eyes closed. You know, they won't all be to your taste, but most of them probably you will love them. They will be new discoveries, and you'll follow them. And that's what's great about festivals. You know, you can go and see the big stars, yes, the people that you love, you know, the people that you're big fans of, but uses it as an opportunity to find new work, because you just never know. I've just opened it, one of the A pages, and I'm looking at Anne Edmonds, who, when you think, a few years ago, no one knew who Anne was. She was a newcomer, and now look at her. All over the shop, and he's just one of the funniest women in Australian comedy, and she's hosting our opening night gala next week.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh,
that's great.
Suzanne, the festival starts on the 28th and it goes for almost a month. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And what's the best way to find out what's on and what's hot?
The best thing is our website, so comedyfestival.com.au. It's beautiful. It's very easy to navigate.
Excellent.
And
you can buy tickets online?
It's all there. You can buy tickets online. It's a very accessible, easy to find things. So, yes, I think that's the best way to do. If you didn't manage to pick up, if you're a real paper program person and you didn't manage to get one, you can email us and we will send one out if you did miss out, if you don't live in...
There
they're
you
all
go.
Over cafes
Lovely.
And stuff
there
in the centre of Melbourne. So don't email us if you live in Fitzroy, because really you can go and get one. But if you're further afield, we're very happy to make sure you get one.
Susan, thank you very much for your time this morning. Perhaps we'll have you in after the show for a bit of a debrief, and maybe then you can tell us what were your highlights.
Then I'll tell you. Yeah, I'll tell you what were my highlights.
So you've been listening to Susan Proven, who's the director of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, here on Saturday Magazine with Tennille Moselle, Joy's very own CEO, and myself, Tat.
Yes, you were just very, very nice to Susan. You need
Susan's lovely.
Dig deep.
Susan's lovely.
Can I challenge you to just randomly open the page of the...
No,
and just go?
I'm not doing that again.
Really?
I've done that. In fact, there was one year I went along as someone's handbag and I saw three or four shows per night. And
you hated it all.
They were a critic, and I was their handbag. So I tagged along. I saw three or four shows a night, and they were just dreadful.
Well, can I invite you to the shows that I go to? I'm going to invite you to our double leser night.
Well, I do like a leser night. I do like
thing. I think lesbian comedy could be your.
I mean, I really liked Hannah Gadsby, but I saw her so much that her. She started telling the same stories.
Yeah,
and
which
I
is
knew
why
all the stories.
So
I got
different.
A bit bored with that. And then I remember going to a Joel Creasy type, sort of a blonde, 20-year-old, laughing, silly laughing. The audience loved it. They're all 20-year-olds. And I just thought, there's nothing funny here. Yeah. They're just laughing at their own voice. Yeah. And then we went to a 30-something-year-old.
Yeah.
And that was like, again, I couldn't relate to it. And then I went to this 40-year-old Irish male with an audience full of, booze-fueled male audience. It was sexist, it was racist, it was homophobic.
Yep.
And I said to my friend, I'm leaving.
Yep.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to bring you to the festival with me this year and you're going to have a great time.
Okay, you're on.
Okay,
you're on,
and then
you're
you can
on.
Review that experience.
You're on.
Hi, this is John Borghetti's here at Virgin Australia. For 22 years, Joy has been the voice of the GLBTI community. Virgin is a proud sponsor of Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.